I think you see my point. We make three. just like everybody else does. They don't all have to participate in stuff.
I mean, by the way, what happens?
One at a time, maybe.
Favorite night.
Her brother. One at a time.
I told her.
sure we get on that. Well, and I just think that maybe if it's announced and it's a definite thing, and I had a letter from Janice Chenault sent you. I don't know what you think of her. I think she's a terrible phony. And I know that she's...
I don't know her that well.
Well, she's in business, you know, with Jack Anderson.
Jack Anderson?
Oh, yes. She has several enterprises that they're involved in together. I know that Louis, she's terrible.
Who?
Louis. But I do know from the papers.
Louis, is she terrible?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
And I do know from the papers that, you know, that she is, and it gave a name to the restaurant or something that they are jointly together in. And that old goat, you know, bought her apartment and
from
Pine
Court.
Corcoran.
Well, they've been pals together for years.
Well, she
is a very
active
woman, you know, she had towers.
Well, I believe that I've seen them together before. And Tommy Corcoran, I know him.
I've never met him.
And Tommy Corcoran on the board over there. He doesn't have separate questions. But she has sent a letter asking that she'd be appointed. And I didn't bother with it. And I don't know whether she gives in on it. She sent it down to my desk saying that she'd be appointed your special ambassador to the Far East because nobody else understands the Far East. You know, she's already on the line.
And this people in this highly partisan forget their feuds with each other. Success in joining together truly progressives.
came in with nothing. Well, no, I remember Frank telling me when they were doing a lot of work out in the vet, they used to, these contractors used to get calls directly from Bobby Baker, from the man. And I know, you know, we know they trained Bobby, because Bobby was just a boy when he started working for them. They got the contract, but they had to give it, sometimes it was $85,000, sometimes it was other, cash. They knew that.
When you're, you might do it as I can't entertain it today, you might call Phoebe and invite him over for lunch.
Okay.
One reason thing about him, too, he is such a delight to have around.
Julie, Julie can't run it if Connie's going to be top dog over there. There's no way. And I think Julie can do a lot with her mother because she'll be able to go up and talk with her. She'll be able to get her home. Now, I thought Ann Armstrong came in the other day and to talk with me a little bit, and I told her to work with Julie and then that they should both plan good business and send Mrs. Nixon to come up front. And, but you can't do that if you got a Connie in the middle of all
her people. You can't do it. You got two problems there, which you should be aware of. And her way, Lucy's quite difficult, too.
I know.
Because Lucy's very jealous of her prerogatives and every social thing, and she's got to do it her own way and so forth.
Well, she gets in the way that she should
and, go. And Julie mentioned that to me. She said, you know, Mom likes her. And I said, that's great. But I said, Julie, you've got to get around them all. I gave her that job. I said, because we should use the White House Horn. I mean, it's not Julie, it's Pat, it's Sam, I'll do better.
anybody else even letters or anything on the cold.
Well, Connie's had her day. She said
but Connie had Connie had made $12,500 before. Now,
is that right?
Frankly, that's right. She got that came in at $3,000.
You sure?
Yeah. But the thing that is bad about this, it was not Mrs. Johnson who publicized what she did. It was Liz Carpenter.
Yeah.
All right, Pat Nixon has done much more.
Yeah.
But this girl is not capable. She doesn't take the time to try to tell Pat Nixon that. I do not think so. Terribly thick with the newspaper people. She doesn't talk on the phone to them. She didn't die at the convention. She let the other girls handle every press call.
What'd she
do? I don't know.
Well, the thing about Connie that I think is that she's a crude, brash,
she goes up to talk with her. She's gay. She's up. That's what Pat likes.
Yeah, she is that. That's right. She's a very...
But see, when it turns into being a little bit crude and split, then it's a different thing. But I don't think Julie can do the job with her down there, because she's successfully really nice to quite a few of the
others. Yeah, Julie should not have anything to do with the press.
Oh, no. Well, let me find out right now the name of the other girl.
Well, she's got to use somebody right now to get the other girl.
Well, Connie isn't gone yet, though, is she?
Oh, not really, Connie.
Okay. So I'll find the name of the girl and give it to Bob, because he was going to look and see. He was going to check on the one he knew about, too.
Yeah,
I've
got that Williams letter. There's R in it.
Okay.
I know it's dead.
Yeah. All prepared, everybody else did all the things. And and she has to go to other places.
That's the money's always paid in their time, pressing the city, and it's a loser.
And I told Ann, and just get something said, and I mentioned the bicentennial. I don't know if it can be safe, but I told her that I thought they ought to be given a little
curfew. You're off the responsibility for the bicentennial.
I told her that I thought they ought to
be given. Don't you think she'd be good?
I think she would be. She said she's not organized and she needs an AA to live.
Oh, she'll get one. She'll hire one.
Yeah, my son is there.
But she should hire her. If I was to suggest a man for that.
Well, she has already said she knows she needs
good
a man.
Solid
that,
man.
So that it also doesn't look like a women's thing.
Exactly.
But even get the little school kids interested, because this is the biggest thing happening, and get the thing moving from one end of this doggone country to the other. And make everybody proud of it. And we did great talk. And I suggested to
you. Price is probably in high marks is somewhere that some program ought to be put up by the foundation for something like that. Prizes for essays or speeches.
Yes, I know.